He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he never been before.
Greetings, Colorado! And this is Convention Audio Bulletin number 1 for 2021. And I am Scott Labar, your president of the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, or at least I will be your president for about another 13 days or so. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. But I wanted to come to you this evening because I'm recording this on Monday evening, the 18th of October. I wanted to come to you with a couple of very important deadlines about our upcoming 67th annual National Federation of the Blind of Colorado State Convention. And it is coming up in 10 little days, October 28th through the 31st, at the Denver Marriott South, and on the Zoom platform, anywhere and everywhere. And the important dates coming up, well, it's actually just one date, and it is Wednesday, the 20th of October. This is the deadline to pre-register for convention and the deadline to get your reservation at the hotel at the convention rate if you do, in fact, want to join us. So please hop on those deadlines as soon as you can. Now let me talk about registration first. Registration in advance of the deadline, in other words, before Wednesday or on Wednesday or before, is only $20. Now, that registration takes care of you both online or in person, and it makes you eligible for door prizes. Yes, we're going to have fabulous door prizes. It also makes you eligible to vote on our resolutions and on our elections if you are, in fact, a dues-paying member of the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado. So that is an important deadline. $20 is the registration fee, and it's a very affordable registration, I think, for a conference of the quality of ours. So that's an important deadline. And then, of course, all the meals, the lunches, the banquet, etc., are cheaper before, on or before the 20th. So make sure you register. You want to know how? Well, there are two ways, basically. One, you can go to our website, nfbco.org, and look for the convention link. And then on the convention link, look for the registration link. Okay? The other way is to call my office, and we can help you register. Call 303-504-5979. And again, that's 303-504-5979, and we'll help you register if you need that help. Secondly, the hotel. They are holding our room block open, and the convention rate is $104 a night, regardless of the number of people you have in the room. And so $104 a night after the 20th, unfortunately, that will go up, and you can only get a room if one is available. So how do you register with the hotel? Well, in this email that transmitted this convention audio bulletin number one, I have a link to the hotel's website if you want to use that. Or you can call 303-925-0004. And push 1 for reservations, and then tell them that you are with the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado State Convention, and you'll get that magical room rate of $104 a night at the Denver Marriott South. Denver Marriott South is a beautiful property. We've been there before. We have a Rocky Mountain Way at the old Denver Marriott South. It is, even though they say it's the Denver Marriott, it's actually in Lone Tree, Colorado. And it's very close to the Park Meadows Mall and the Lincoln Light Rail Station. So anyway, park at the Denver Marriott South, so make sure you get your hotel reservation. Now, the other thing I want to say about the expense of convention is, if you need financial assistance, and that would help you get to the convention in person, again, call my office, 303-504-5979. Excuse me, 303-504-5979. And please, again, do that before this Wednesday. Now, before I run out of music here, I want to give you a few other tidbits about the convention, kind of the basic outline. We'll start Thursday afternoon, the 28th, at 3 p.m. with an empowerment seminar. The evening will feature a reception with our opening ceremonies and then a trivia night after that. At the reception, we're going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres. You really won't need a meal, and a cash bar and the usual accoutrement when you're at a convention like this. By the way, one of the exciting things about our convention this year is our national rep is our very own national president, Mark A. Riccobono. He'll be with us all weekend. And then on Friday morning, we're going to open up with registration. The exhibit hall will open up at 8:30. We're going to have resolutions committee at 10:45. We're going to have the Hour of Power. What is the Hour of Power, you say? The Hour of Power is where all of our exhibitors and sponsors will be able to step up to the microphone and tell you about themselves and what they're offering and specials you can get and things that you can get accomplished during convention, etc. So you don't want to miss the Hour of Power. And then at noon, we're going to have our opening general session, which is also a luncheon. We have 3 hours of programming for you there. And in the afternoon, starting at about 3:15 or so, we'll have our first round of breakout sessions. Then in the evening, Friday evening, 7 p.m., we're going to kick off some games and socializing and just a lot of fun. All kinds of different games like bocce ball. I think we're going to have putt-putt golf. We're going to have some other exciting games. We're going to have some card games. And we have many surprises in store. We're still working on some of the details for Friday evening. And then Saturday morning, starting at 8:30, the 30th. Of October, we're going to have another round of breakout sessions, and then that'll be followed by our second general session, which will include another lunch, a boxed lunch this time, and we'll have 4 hours of programming there. And then in the afternoon, we will have our last round of breakouts going to about 5 p.m. or so, and then 6 o'clock. We'll have our pre-banquet reception, 7 o'clock, our great annual banquet with a keynote address from our president, Mark Riccobono, and scholarship presentations. We are awarding the Raymond W. McGeorge Award this year, and that will be special. I'm not going to tell you who's going to get it. I'm going to make you guess. And then finally on Sunday morning, we'll kick it off with our chapter division breakfasts, followed by our business session and probably a couple of substantive items there. Now, on the next convention audio bulletin number 2, I'm going to give you more details about the programming at convention. But before I leave this audio bulletin, the other special thing I wanted to mention is it is a significant convention for us because we will be affecting a change of presidency, a change in leadership. I have been your president since 2005, and it's been just the greatest honor and privilege of my life. However, I no longer wear a younger man's clothes. I'm getting a little gray in the beard and in the tooth and all that kind of stuff. Long in the tooth, gray in the beard, I guess is what you should say. And it's time to usher in a new generation of leadership for our affiliate. So I will not be running for president. Jessica Beecham, who is currently our first vice president, will be running for president, and she is who I am supporting. I know she will do a great job. and be a wonderful president to this affiliate. So I think I will conclude Convention Audio Bulletin number 1 again with a reminder that you need to register and get your reservation. And just, you cannot miss this wonderful state convention that we're going to have, both at the Denver Marriott South, the Denver Marriott South, and anywhere and everywhere on the Zoom platform. So I bid you a good night, a restful evening, or if you're listening to this tomorrow, I say good day to you. But stay tuned for Convention Audio Bulletin number 2.